Addressing a news conference in Harare, Mrs. Mujuru, who is leading the newly formed Zimbabwe People First Party on an interim basis, said she was ready to get Zimbabwe out of its social, economic and political problems. The former vice president said a coalition to unseat President Robert Mugabe's government was necessary. However, she noted that negotiations with other political parties were yet to start.
We will cross the bridge when we get there. I don't believe in doing things when we are not yet there. We have a lot of things that we are working on right now. And I don't have anything that somebody will have done bad to me.
Mrs. Mujuru's remarks confirmed earlier assertions by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai of the Movement for Democratic Change Party, who told reporters last month that the coalition talks were yet to begin. She also called for key democratic reforms to be implemented ahead of the 2018 polls to ensure that the elections do not breed a predetermined outcome. She, however, fell short of saying the 2013 polls were rigged by President Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party, adding that policies that scare away investors, such as the Black Economic Empowerment Law, should be reviewed.
The people of Zimbabwe voted for a new democratic constitution in 2013, but it is still to be fully implemented. In line with the new constitution, we need the electoral laws reformed to ensure a free and level playing field. It is the government of the is the government of the day looking at this. The suffering masses, through their political representations, need to make this point loud and clear so that the next election is not in any way disputed or considered flawed or rigged so as to deny legitimacy to any outcome thereof.
The former vice president said she would work flat out to ensure that Zimbabwe rejoins the Commonwealth.
Zimbabwe People Fund is committed to ensuring that Zimbabwe regains its rightful place in the global community of nations. We shall rejoin the Commonwealth.
Zimbabwe pulled out of the Commonwealth in 2002 after it was accused of election rigging and rights violations. Mrs. Mujuru further said a steering committee has been set up to spearhead People First inaugural elective congress that would be held on a date yet to be advised. The former vice president, who was accused of corruption and plotting to assassinate Mr. Mugabe, said his hands were clean, hence the police have not arrested her. Asked by one journalist of her relationship with Mr. Mugabe following her expulsion from both ZANU-PF and government, Mrs. Mujuru said her business is to focus on key national developmental issues than to talk about other people. She added that if Mr. Mugabe, who turned 92 last month, was to come face to face with her, he doubted if the nonagenarian leader would recall what he said when he called her a witch.
For those that are talking about the so-called cases, it's now more than 18 months since those were labeled against me. No docket has been brought forward. I don't know what that means to you.
Upon getting out of the hotel where she addressed journalists, Mrs. Mujuru was surprised to see hundreds of her supporters singing outside. Mrs. Mujuru then told her loyalists that she would work hard to uplift their standards of living and called for an end to politically motivated violence in Zimbabwe. One of her supporters, Nesta Chikore, of Harare's Budiro High Density Suburb, said she was happy that the former vice president had formally joined opposition politics.
I am very happy, more than happy. I cannot even tell because I was waiting for this day all along.
Another youth, Christy Okanoshambira, who supports Mrs. Mujuru, said she also expects a leader to push for the creation of jobs if she becomes president one day.
As the youth, we accept the coming of Comrade Mujuru because we know that we are now going to be able to find jobs.
Diplomats and other notable political figures such as Didmus Mutasa, Rugare Gumbo, Ibo Mandaza, Dzikamai Mavaire, Bright Matonga, Sylvester Nguni, Retired Major Kudzai Mbudzi and Pearson Mungofa attended Mrs. Mujuru's press conference. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.